With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Out-of-state tourism in Montana has grown almost 25% over the last decade, but most of it is concentrated near Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks. People in the eastern part of the state are trying to attract more tourists with something many Americans are losing, a dark night sky. Light pollution prevents nearly 80% of North Americans from seeing the Milky Way at night, according to a study published in the journal Science Advances. This loss is leading to perhaps the next big thing, astrotourism.
When we do anything after 9 o'clock at night, that's usually our highest attendance.
That's Chris Dantic. He manages four state parks in eastern Montana that host monthly night sky viewing events.
We get out the big telescopes. People are learning about the constellations, the history, Greek mythology, Native Americans, and what that meant to them. And so there's all kinds of stories you can pull out of the dark skies, and I think that's why it's really important, not only for tourism, but for different cultures.
For the last 2 years, his staff and volunteers have been part of an effort to get dark sky designations for Brush Lake State Park in Sheridan County and Medicine Rocks in Fallon County. It's through the International Dark Sky Association, a nonprofit that identifies and protects some of the best places to see the night sky. Currently, the only dark skies designation in Montana is in the Waterton Glacier International Peace Park. The plan is to have the official dark sky designations in place next spring as a larger regional astrotourism project starts to roll out. Carla Huntsley is the executive director of the Missouri River Country Tourism Region in northeast Montana.
We had some travel writers come in about 3 years ago. And they said, wow, you guys got the darkest sky. You should really market that. And I thought about it. Well, I've always known our skies are just beautiful. But when people start telling you that, it's like all of a sudden, yeah, you know, this is a good idea.
With a $75,000 grant from the Montana Department of Commerce, Huntsley has been working with 23 counties in eastern Montana to develop a dark skies route. It will include signage and maps, a marketing campaign, and a calendar of events. Huntsley says she hopes the project will get families out into nature to realize there's a world bigger than the screen of a smartphone. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.